It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host.
Good morning. It's Kenneth Lipp, your host and County Public Information Officer. And this morning, I am here with Chantel Estes, the coordinator for our Community Shelter and Resource Center, our warming shelter that the county has stood up for the first time this year. How are you this morning, Chantel?
I am wonderful. Thanks for having me.
So we talked to you guys a little bit last week about this shelter operation. Then it was just a couple of days, it was the day after the first night. So we didn't really have any details from that. So I'm going to spend some time today talking to Chantel about how things have gone for this past week and a half. But maybe you could start off by just telling us a little bit about your background.
Sure. So I have a background in criminal justice, mental health, legal, as well as some real estate and property background. And so for the last few years, I have been dedicated to getting people from directly from the streets into permanent housing by transitional housing, rapid rehousing, and then into permanent housing. And then automatically going from the streets to continuously stable housing.
And then prior to here, you were in Trinity County, California, correct?
Correct, yes. Trinity County, California, and then in Colusa, California. County Colusa, California, sorry. And then there I was in mental health for 10 years.
Okay. So what's in Trinity? What are the towns in Trinity? I can't place it in my head.
Sure. We have Lewiston, Douglas City, Junction City, Hay Fork, as well as Weaverville, which is the main hub.
Okay, Hay Fork's actually the only one I've ever heard of, and now I can't place where I've heard it. But for the most part, so it seems like it's a relatively rural county.
It is, and it is all county. There is no actual city jurisdictions.
Okay, so just an incorporated area, census-designated places, that kind of thing.
Correct.
Okay, and so you came on to Lincoln County. It's been, I think it was about a month ago or something like that.
3 weeks.
Really, really busily getting ready to open up these shelters as of last week on Tuesday, I believe, was the first day.
Correct. So we've been open 9 days.
9 days. And that first week was at St. Stephen's Episcopal in Newport. And then for the past 3 days, you've been operating out of the First Presbyterian Church kind of on the other side of town?
Yes.
How's it been going so far?
It's been going great. You know, the numbers have been steady in regards to the folks that really appreciate having an opportunity to get off the streets. And First Presbyterian is a nicer little area where we can fit more people, you know, inside, and we can have a little bit of an area for them to eat and feel comfortable. And St. Stephen's has just been amazing as well, having the area where the soup kitchen is usually held out of there. And so they've been able to help us with the leftovers of food as well. So It's been going really wonderful. All the nonprofit participations have been phenomenal here in Lincoln County.
Great. Yeah. So, and I know that sometimes, I'm not sure if it's been every meal, but I mean, they're donating some food from the Stone Soup Supper, but meals are getting picked up at the Lincoln County Jail.
Yes. So we go pick it up every day. And right now we're waiting to finish out our volunteer process. And so we are looking for the volunteers. Multiple people have signed up, and there's a little small delay on that. I'm working as hard as I can to get everyone on board. Background checks are being completed, and then we'll be able to hopefully get some volunteers to cook for our folks.
Great. And saying the food's coming from the jail may sound like that may not be something that people like, but I was actually touring the jail yesterday, and the man who runs the kitchen is a former gourmet chef, and he cares very much about making good food, and he's excited about preparing food for the shelter operation.
Yes, Daniel has been amazing and gave us the information. I mean, he gave us a whole book of what is actually in the food in case that there is any kind of allergic reactions. The brand muffins are, I mean, believe it or not, I've never
had
one of those.
The mega muffins.
Wow, all I can say is it is definitely breakfast all in one. So the jail has been amazing, and the food is actually really, really good.
Yeah, great. So have you had any, let's say, bumps in the road?
Well, I would say that, with a lot of different, nonprofits kind of working all together, hopefully I'll be able to structure and organize some of this collaboration so that we can kind of move one folk from one person to the next. And so that's kind of been really the delay on my part, and I am working diligently to try to get other people to work together. And, you know, that definitely takes time. And then as far as moving shelters right now has been difficult. So as soon as our permanent location opens, everything else will go a lot smoother.
Got it. Okay. So just kind of streamlining things, getting people connected to other services beyond just being kept alive inside.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. I got you. All right. Well, everybody, we are going to take a short break. When we come back, we will again be with Ms. Chantel Estes. Thank you very much.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Hello, everybody. This is Ken Lipp again, your Public Information Officer and County Connections host. And once again, I'm with Chantel Estes, our Winter Shelter Coordinator.
Yes, I'm back. Still here.
Thanks for sticking around. I appreciate you not running out of the studio.
No, it's going to take a lot to run me out. I'm pretty tough and secure, and my passion is people, so I'm not definitely going anywhere. That's for sure.
I can tell. I can speak from experience already. I went to go meet Chantel the other evening, and she had a somewhat difficult client, someone who was frustrated. The weather was bad. They'd shown up a little bit early, and they wanted to be able to stay. I mean, kind of understandably. But there was some aggression from this person, and Chantel was cool as a cucumber, kept everything. I mean, I was really impressed. Actually, I emailed her boss and was like, wow, I'm really impressed with Chantel. Because, you know, no matter what this person said, she didn't escalate. She didn't say anything insulting. She told her she wanted her to come back. That, you know, she's really clearly there because she has a passion for this kind of work. I'm really glad you are.
I appreciate that. You know, I see everybody literally as a heartbeat, and I don't know how and when that switched for me, but I don't see anything besides that. And so when people are upset, it's not a personal thing. It's just a frustration, as you mentioned. And so it's important that they understand that we care, and that even though there is a dilemma that they're going through, or something, you know, extremely stressful, like being outside and the weather is bad, that there is people that care. And that even if they do act up, that it's not going to be a military type of facility or a prison run, you know, institute. It's in a comfortable environment where they can be safe. Yes, there's boundaries. Yes, there's structure. And yes, there's got to be some rules. But as we know, that's what makes everybody safe.
Right.
And so for folks to really know that we are here under the low barrier conditions, then, and the staff being trained to be able to handle that is crucial as well. So my passion is with people, no matter what they look like or how they act, actually.
And I just want to speak to that low barrier point, because something that this shelter offers that is often missing is they allow people to bring their pets in to be kenneled. And that's going to provide access to a lot of people who are often left out.
Yeah, in fact, we did have someone that come with an animal. And one of the dilemmas that he has had is he won't leave his animal. And as an animal lover myself, I completely understand that concept. And so the animal must be in a safe environment where the owner feels comfortable, and so he could get a good night's sleep too. And so the very first night, we did have an owner and the animal, and the animal was laid on its back. And for those that don't know what that means, it means the dog is comfortable. And so it kind of brought tears to my eyes to know that the owner was able to sleep and the animal was able to be, you know, out of the environment and comfortable as well. And so it is bringing people in because of that option.
Great. Great. So something else I want to mention, because you've got this spectrum of experience that lets you handle this issue. It's the lots of training, education, but you've also got a lived experience. Is that something you want to share with our listeners?
Absolutely. I came from the system, grew up in foster care, and had multiple opportunities to make decisions, some good, some bad. But everyone crosses a bridge, and I had made it my determination to survive one way or another. And I was homeless as well. And I lived on a riverbank as a teenager for years. And I had walked across this one particular house for about a year. And I told myself, I don't care what I have to do, I'm going to buy that house. And ultimately, it was 20 years later, but I did it and I bought it. And it's just determination, hope, and drive. And that's what got me out of my position and made different decisions.
I think that's such an amazing story. So I want to just provide some details for people who are listening that maybe weren't listening last week or haven't gotten them yet. The shelter opens its doors at 6 p.m. You can start lining up as early as 5:30. Is that right?
That's correct.
Probably shouldn't get there any earlier than that. We are currently sharing these facilities with other organizations, so we can't have people coming in too early. And I think people are out at 7 in the morning. Is that right?
Yes.
And it's two meals. So you come in at 6, you get dinner, and then you get breakfast before you leave.
Yes. And you get some coffee. So we start, you know, it's a warm wake up and an opportunity to get some warm coffee in you.
Great. And so for right now, this is alternating between the two churches we mentioned earlier, St. Stephen's and First Presbyterian. But eventually, it's going to be moving in, maybe late November, into the former Crossroads building at 7th and Herbert.
That is our hope and desire. So we're moving hard on that.
What's the capacity going to be there at that building, if you know?
From my understanding, it is about 50.
Great. Right now, because right now you're limited to the capacity, especially in one of the churches, I understand. And have you had to turn anybody away there yet, or do you just expect to?
You know, it's going to be a touch and go there because of the fire marshal gave us so many square footage per person. Mm-hmm. And then when you add an animal to it, it extends that opportunity to decrease a space for someone. Mm-hmm. So we are definitely not looking forward to that. And hopefully we don't have to do too many of deterrences when it comes to coming into the shelter. So we're trying to move through it. Hopefully the weather will stay better for us until we can get to our permanent location.
Great. Yeah. Let's see. I just want to check the time. We've still got a couple minutes before we need to take a break. So what happens when, here's a couple of scenarios. So first, if a family shows up at the shelter.
Sure. We actually have a hotel in town that we are working with, and we'll be able to give them a hotel voucher for the night and then to get them off of the street. But because this is a single adult shelter, we're unable to bring them into our current shelter. So we would give them a hotel voucher.
So this is a question I had. Actually, it was a couple months ago when we were first talking about doing this. Somebody asked what happens if a minor shows up at the door of the shelter looking for a place to stay.
I actually talked to Jordan, the supervisor from the juvenile shelter.
Tides.
And we have a plan in regards to connecting to one another, vice versa. If somebody is over 18 that shows up over there, we'll be communicating on how to get the person back to each other so that either one of them are safe for the night.
Great. We actually had Jordan on the show. He's really cool. I like him.
Perfect.
Glad you're working with him. And that's, you know, this has been such a collaborative effort. We have a Chanel in our office. Sorry, Chantel. Chantel mentioned earlier all of the volunteers, the nonprofit organizations involved in this. We've got HHS, where this program is kind of housed. Then we've got the sheriff's office is helping, coordinating. I think that there's been some consultation with like community justice, some of those agencies.
Yes. In fact, every Tuesday morning we have a meeting. And the one thing that I'm so impressed about this county is the collaboration. You know, in fact, before I accepted, I watched the Board of Commissioners meeting, and I could not have been more impressed on how everyone really works together, going the same direction. And, you know, the probation department is stepping up and really helping with the laundry and getting folks to help move from one location to the other, the jail. My boss, Jane, I have not worked for somebody that is so dedicated to get the people off the street. And that is huge coming from a government environment like myself, where there's always a hiccup here and there. And the Housing Authority, they work amazingly close together. And that is the key. If any counties are working out there or listen out there, I'm telling you, collaborating together is the way to get this done.
Absolutely. That's a great point to end for our next break. We will be back, so don't go anywhere. In just a few moments, here with Chantel Estes, the coordinator for the Winter Shelter.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Ken Lipp, your public information officer, and I'm here with Chantel Estes. Still, I have not scared her off yet. I'm really proud of myself.
Now I couldn't get out the gate, but, you know, I finally figured it out, but I decided to come back in and talk with you.
I really appreciate it. We've been talking about the winter shelter. Lincoln County is going to eventually be operating two. It starts at 6 p.m. Everybody's supposed to be out by about 7 a.m., so it's there to keep people safe. Runs every night, 7 days a week. This is something that's new for us. Previously, it's all been temperature driven. So right now, it's rotating between two churches in Newport. We'll eventually be moving to a building at 7th and Herbert. And hopefully on November 1st, we're aiming for November 1st, we'll start operating one across from the Wildflower Grill on the north end of Lincoln City.
Yes, and the time period is from October 1st to March 31st.
Right, so it gives a nice buffer there.
Yes, and I'm not familiar with the weather here, but for just the last, you know, 3 weeks that I have been here, I've seen some uncomfortable weather. Someone told me that is nothing, and I thought, oh my goodness, what are we up against? So we are definitely working hard to get Lincoln City up so that we can get those folks off the street as well.
Yeah, it's what you saw yesterday. It's going to be like that with a couple of sunny day exceptions until like mid June. I'm so depressed about it. But you know, you got to get used to it when you're living at the on the Oregon coast. So that's one of the things that's really important about this shelter not being driven by temperature, because 40 degrees doesn't mean anything if there's 40 mile per hour winds driving a torrent of rain.
Well, and I've seen that. It went from sunny to rain.
Did I say 40 miles per hour?
Yeah.
40 degrees Fahrenheit.
Well, and that's why this is so crucial, as you mentioned, because the weather I've noticed changes moment by moment here.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even imagine having to be on the streets in this condition. I mean, I didn't have this weather and it was horrible. So, it is absolutely horrible. And, you know, the socks and the feet and the pants and the, you know, the infections and things like that that come from this type of weather as well, is something that I'm hoping to line up so that there is a, once we get into our permanent location, they'll be able to take a shower and be able to feel, you know, into clean clothes and get these infections taken care of. And then hopefully we'll be able to focus on the next steps on getting off the street.
So for those who are listening that want to get involved, want to help somehow, what ways can they get involved?
Well, we have a website that has the information on it through our HHS county website, and they can click on the shelter page, and it gives the volunteer information. It also gives the jobs that we're looking for and what we need, and it gives a little bit of information on what to expect and when you're volunteering and what to do. And there's an application there, and then at that part, it would be just a matter of working on the background check and then moving forward to getting on our calendar and coming to visit us.
And that website, if you actually just go to the Lincoln County homepage, there's that section that says County News. It's the news flashes. There's one that says Winter Shelter Volunteers Needed. I think that's what it says. You can just click on that. It'll send you straight to that page. How about donations? I mean, you mentioned socks, and I remember kind of hearing this refrain over and over again. The number one most requested item at homeless shelters is socks. So do you accept things like that? Packages of socks, towels, any of those kind of items?
So right now, because we are moving from location to location, it makes it really difficult, but I am accepting anything I can get. I will pack the stuff in my car and I will keep it in there if I have to, because it is very difficult not to have what you need. I mean, somebody gave a pair of shoes the other day. They went out that same night. In fact, if I had two other pair, I would have been able to give those as well. So if there is little donations like that, I will pack my vehicle until I can permanently put it in our location.
Got you, heard it there. So you go to the website to volunteer. Chantel is taking items that people need and making sure that they will get into their hands. Chantel, I really appreciate you being here to talk to me about this. I think it's so important. It's one of the things that I'm most excited in being just peripherally involved in since I've been in the county. I think it's a great thing that we're doing, and it makes me proud to work here.
You know, I'm extremely excited. I cried my first night when I was here because I knew darn well I was in the right location. And I'm so thankful for this opportunity to help people. So thanks for bringing me on the show and explaining, you know, the process of how this county works. And I'm just very excited to be here.
Thank you so much. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.